leave it on the top. Or maybe, we'll try it here. We'll see what happens. What did you expect? Not this,
I
yes.
I expected a little machine going with knobs and...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, those.
Yeah.
They call it a synthesizer.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no.
Synthesizer?
I have one. It's too heavy to bring it in.
I have little ones that are like this size.
Yeah, those are acceptable. You can play those. You can come play those with us. Yeah. Little machines.
I make sounds sometimes very similar to that.
Yeah, machines. We got a card for machines, which I'm gonna make right now. Machines. What I really need for this is a loop pedal. But check it out.
To sustain?
No, a loop pedal, just to make a little bit and then make it go again and again.
Oh, you
but
want
check
this?
It out. No, I can do it. I can do it.
You want this? That's precisely what it's made for. What's working?
Oh, sonic texturizer.
That's exactly what. Do you want to have a go?
No, I'm going to do it this way. Because it's already set up.
Okay. So this is precisely what... what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Is that, that's from the internet, I guess?
That is Mr. Norris, who's that, who does all sorts of shite. He's New Zealand School of Music. So basically, it's a MSP patch that he's made into an independent thing.
Cool.
So that's exactly what you're, what you want. This was made for it.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I could do it like this though.
Okay. Oh, it's coming through. Yes. That's nice. It's great. Yeah, this is coming through. Yeah, I love that.
Never mind. From the one angle, it said something different.
It does, it doesn't. That's okay. Dalton's texturizers share a very similar icon. So we'll start again.
Megan sent a card for machines.
we're trying to make things work, free things.
What can I print?
You can print another machine.
Oh, no, that's way too boring. I'm going to print my own thing. I'm going to have these.
Oh.
What's my favorite word? Favorite word right now is transmogrify.
Oh.
Transmog. And then I press this button to print.
Yep.
This is such magic.
Oh, I know, it's so fun. And then press the scissors.
Ah.
And pull. There you go.
Thank you. What am I going to put this on?
Put it anywhere. We can make a no parking sign. No parking.
What if I can put it on the sides of my...
Ooh.
I don't think that would work. I might put it on my Kindle.
Sounds good. It's a good place for it.
Have a lovely day.
You too.
You too. Take it easy.
Bye.
Take it easy. So why isn't this working?
Why isn't that working?
Well, I've got my microphone before.
Is it doing... Does it have a special preferences thing?
I'm not doing... See, I should be able to just real-time input it and then start doing...
Oh, it's got a buffer now. That's good.
So why am I not getting it out with, see, it's all doing...
Is there a button that needs to be pressed to make it go?
Oh. Yeah, that's it now. Is that doing it now? Is that it?
Is that any fastest machine in here?
Okay. That's not interesting.
Okay. It probably needs that to set the time or something.
Yeah, I was hoping to do it in real time. Yeah, I thought I had more space to do it myself. But yet another disappointing bit of technology. Things that you'd love for them to do fabulous, but not, they don't. You're much better off just using this.
Record something. Now it works.
I recorded it externally.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Oh. Oops.
See, it should, this should be real-time audio in.
Yeah,
you know
that doesn't work.
And I'm not getting it to happen.
Okay, never mind.
It should
Oops,
be.
I broke it.
No.
I broke it.
No, it's going. You just... It should be able to do this. And,
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't.
So... It's a shame, isn't it? It's supposed to do that. Mm. I'm sure with a bit of kerfuffle...
Max MSP is pretty notorious for difficulties with input-output sound.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, I know some things have taken care of it, but it doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. Yeah, look, this is an old thing, and also my machine's a bit... But I'm quite sure that was its primary intention, was for this sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Mm. But, the problem is it would be trying to have a machine that we know behaves, unlike this one.
Yeah.
But it's a shame that it won't, because it's telling us that that's a thing. So I don't know why... there's a MIDI setup as well, so I don't know if you can control this via MIDI.
Just be randomly there.
Yeah,
Who knows?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's allowing you some sort of MIDI input. So, what was I going to try and do? I was going to try and do. While we have this moment, did you, from the I Dreamt of You, and the form I sent, do you know the source where it came from? The blanks came from? What I filled in. Yeah. It wasn't just me deciding to put words in there. We stayed with the general. That's nice, yeah. We stay with the general feel of things, and I took, where are we? To find it, huh? Yep. I took Christopher Smart? Oh, now I've gone blank. The British poet. His poem called My Cat Geoffrey from the late 18th century.
Sounds like a good poem.
And then I put it through the Burroughs cut-up machines.
Yeah.
And then each word as it came, I filled in the blanks with. Oh. So I'm going to recite the Burroughs cut-up. So let's start with the poem My Cat Geoffrey by, is it Christopher Smart? But after I cut up. So...
Check.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. Oh, you're in a company. Thank you. Yes. That's very nice. Thank you. Oh, hold on. Don't forget while we're at it. That'll do. Yeah. Right. Lovely. So, for I will consider my cat Geoffrey. The four keeps.
the four keeps filthy, the proof glory, the thankfulness bury. The Lord's forgive it for looks with if there. And more done can I against instructions is love he. And the four received of for him he times in. Every to English and an for four is adversely fly. Geoffrey begins the one he with wood is good creature. For is at consider of swim, a without for word. Land had heirs, family is the music, nothing jump sharpens. Work, oh, I lost my focus there. I beg your pardon, where were we? Oh. Nothing, yes, and work. I'm so sorry about that. My apologies, everyone. Begins with he with found wood is good creature, for is at consider of swim a without for word. Land had heirs, families the music, nothing jump sharpens. Work, jump cat, at nothing that wash hissing is prank. The exceeding suppresses great the detection himself concerning he at. He's all is the for one to tongue he had. Any can cat by miser of eye forepaws patience him. When darkness and again and are exceedingly god of he. To stroking he are both to well for his sustain. Of angel for so interrupted that he the tiger for. Tribe god watch the excellent upon into prey escapes. He signal up he pause upon will Egypt of provocation. God wants brisking by is for his of the four. Will sixthly the can thou has he carry he. For kiss upon for perpetually without life, rat, when? He how secondly, he by having electrical so for. Other at over cat, he clear charge works of extended to command wood, for he is tossed to poor glaring. His up he, sun devil, seventhly, a Geoffrey, to express man at poor can, for eightly, living takes for them blessed, of he by refuses, first is it in who? It him is this washes it daily to the night, by creep on light is a for, there the upon. Lord and afraid and Lord's man musk is for will the indeed eminence performs lacking music for he will for but he is tells any he subtly see him he for ninthly cat meets serpent dexterity which food of motion for fourth poor services fetch that they that of they it is way wreathing in cleanest amour approbation killed. He and he, motions he, him he, my himself he. Upon for first children, duty upon, dallying his himself spiritual. That he spirit, four roles there, camel's name cork. By his term he, the prayer acute, if fired Geoffrey, learn face quadrupled, for so cat can... And for goes duly, for I spraggle, the sting precedes the four. Round measures for considered departure can is neatly by learn. Electricity and in he earth, for body of, when he's a certain for his is, and leukemon, ichumon, about. Peace in off its mouse, his cat's what purrs Moses. Every his a seven of his bit his four the four of the set. Use degrees of max, of wax. His former he the is from day's eyes up this. For worship's complete elegant seven the four the divine he. Thy Europe knows the this are in for blessing. He better for death in he him clean for. for quickest life upon cherub, another cat may instrument, with neither they counteracts employment by variety can forepaws, which she of back the mixture he him in from for. He movements his within beast do, for he have, and from gravity saviour neighbour is, and ne'er by body him. Consider work, the four, it the catch by in God, not bag it for rubs, that thirst a kindness of Egypt. Bless, thirdly it has, and stick, which the counteracts flees. The purity for out for the he upon for, he his from he both good instances our benevolence is. Called he for he kicks, four upon blessing life rat. Four of business, his lord for his body's catch. For he is rail, destruction in his, the his has. Hypocrite mark children, the his and his, which for Geoffrey, his done of patience of pure in his tiger quadrupled, is himself of the himself, he god at figure, for is tread, is comes for her which he for think. He best is notion, docile cats, quickness as substance clamberer, he fire, he and to ten is benevolence to quest. Strength and incomplete that he upon the looks for heaven serving, he masters commander that his point gravity having again God hiss of into four plays, lees brisker a quickness is bosom east God up blessing tenthly a servant. Away throat waggle in glance and perceived cannot of than is for electrical properly, for is upon for his sweeter. Four, he loves patience, sends begins attendant to then. He against God and be Jesus God for skin made. It defence for will, the which the for his he, waggery, that chance God tenacious in consideration, not that the morning things in a beat is of four, as an orisons. And when post of he to fed love sustain, can business rolls the his, the when pernicious has then, that he spit some, the goodness is passing found, rest thee the can in and in, behind of four latter positive four. And, where are we? No, that's not it. Have I lost it? Also, I had a conversation with Chatbot. Here is a recording I had with Chatbot CBT, whatever it's called, or Chatbot CBT, or it's commencing April 9th, and sometimes we refer to her as Alice. So I wanted to get to the bottom of Vera Wise Munro. So this is the conversation I had with Chatbot CBT regarding Vera Wise Munro. So I asked, do you know who Vera Wise Munro, 1897 to 1966, is? And the response was, yes, Vera Wise Munro, 1897 to 1966, was a Canadian journalist and author. She is best known for her work as a foreign correspondent in Europe during World War II, where she reported on the war and its impact on civilians. Munro's reporting was highly respected for its depth and accuracy, and she was one of the few women working as a foreign correspondent at that time. Munro also wrote several books, including Take Back Your Government and A Woman's World. A Woman's World, True Life Stories of World War II, which drew on her experiences as a journalist and as a woman living through the war. Firstly, you might try searching online databases and archives of historical newspapers and magazines. Munro was a journalist, and her articles and columns were published in a variety of newspapers and magazines throughout her career. Some of the publications she wrote for include the Toronto Star, the Globe and Mail, and Maclean's magazine. Searching archives of these and other publications may turn up additional information about Munro and her work. You can also try by searching library catalogues and online bookstores for books written by or about Vera, Vera, Wise Munro. Some books that may be of interest include Vera, The Life and Times of an Iconic Canadian Journalist by Patricia Phoenix, and Reporting the Second World War, Canadian Journalism and the Second World War by Brian Tennyson. If you're interested in accessing Munro's personal papers or other archival materials, you might try contacting libraries or archives that hold collections related to her work. For example, the University of British Columbia Library holds a collection of papers related to Munro's work as a journalist and author, which includes correspondence, drafts of her writing and other materials. Next question from me. Do you have any information regarding Vera Wise Munro as a ham radio operator or employee of Radio New Zealand? And the response, I apologise for any confusion, but to the best of my knowledge, Vera Wise Munro was not a ham radio operator and was not an employee of Radio New Zealand. As a journalist and author, Munro is best known for her work as foreign correspondent in Europe during World War II, where she reported war and its impact on civilians. Munro's reporting was highly respected for its depth and accuracy, as she was one of the few women working as a foreign correspondent at the time. Munro also wrote several books, including Take Back Your Government and A Woman's World, True Life Stories of World War II, which drew on her appearance as a journalist and as a woman living through the war. If you have any other questions, if there's anything else that can help with, please don't hesitate to ask. So April the 10th, the next day, I asked, hello, can you please tell me everything you know about Vera Wise Munro, 1987 to 1996? Certainly. Vera Wise Munro was a Canadian artist and writer who was active in the mid-20th century. Here are some key facts about her. Vera Wise Munro was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada in 1897. She studied at the Ontario College of Art, known as OCAD University, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. She worked as an illustrator and designer in Toronto in the 1920s and 1930s. Munro was one of the founding members of the Canadian Group of Painters, a group of artists who advocated for modernism in Canadian art. Sorry, not surrealism. I said modernism. Yeah. In addition to her visual art, Munro was also a writer. She wrote poetry, short stories, and activities, articles from magazines and newspapers. In her first book, a collection of short stories called The Fleeing Gods was published in 1933. Munro was married to fellow artist Harold Town from 1945 until her death in 1966. Her work is represented in the collection of several major Canadian museums, including the National Gallery of Canada, the Art Gallery of Toronto, and the McMichael Canadian Art Collection. Munro's art is characterized by her use of bold, bright colors and her interest in modernist abstraction. She worked in a variety of media, including oil paint, watercolor, and how do you pronounce that? I was going to say gouache, but it's not that.
Gouache,
thank you. Her subject matter ranged from landscapes and still lifes to more abstract compositions. I hope this information is helpful. I responded, sorry, I'm confused. Yesterday you told me she was an author and journalist. I apologize. The response from chatbot Alice was, I apologize for the confusion. It appears there may have been a miscommunication or error on my part. After reviewing my response from yesterday, I can see that I provided incorrect information about Vera Wise Munro's career. To clarify, to clarify, Vera Myers Munroe was primarily an artist, although she did write poetry, short stories, and articles for magazines and newspapers. She was not a journalist in the traditional sense. And I apologize for any confusion by my previous response may have caused. Thank you for bringing this to my attention, and please let me know if you have any further questions. When I didn't, I responded, my question, my answer was, when I did an online search for Harold Town, the information I found told me that his spouse was Trudy Carol Treadwell. In reference to our previous conversation, you said a spouse was Vera Myers Munroe. Why do you believe Vera Myers Munroe was his spouse? Response: I apologize for any confusion I may have caused in our previous conversation. After conducting further research, I've found that you are correct. Harold Town's spouse was indeed Trudy Carol Treadwell. Vera Myers Munroe was actually an important Canadian artist and art educator who had a significant influence on Harold Town's work. I apologize for my mistake and any communication it may cause. Well, it did cause some confusion because I was trying to search up this work that Chatbot Alice was telling me about, and I haven't been able to find anything besides incorrect spouses or anything else. So... what amused me was it sounded almost like she was trying to cover her tracks there a bit, didn't it? Like defend herself and cover her tracks. The bit that I really love here, the bit that I underline here is the next day's conversation. I apologize for the confusion. She was not a journalist in the traditional sense. Well, the first answer here, to my mind, certainly describes her very much as a journalist in a traditional sense, covering World War II.
Yeah.
So that's the bit I particularly find interesting.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's a bit of track covering. So, that's why the Vera Wise Munro inquiry raises more questions than answers. Yeah. I'm sure you could... Should we ask Alice now? We're going to now ask Chatbot Alice who Vera Myers Munroe is. Let's see what happens. Okay. I did ask about Celeste Oren, but I was going to clear that. That was fine. We can find nothing. Yeah. Logging back into Alice again. So we get a lovely little bit of echo from here. It's quite good. Okay, I'm now asking, hello, can you tell me everything you know about Vera Myers Munroe, 1897 to 1996? So we'll see. Oh, okay.
Okay. Yep.
There's a general. There is a general. Definitely a media. Okay. Well, today. Let's,
so we are recording the conversations while I'm at it.
So I'll just pop this in here before we forget. So it's April. What is it? 15 or something? Okay. Yes, April 15. So, okay, Vera, April the 15th, this is who Vera Wise Monroe, 1897 to 1966, is on April the 15th, 2023. So there is a little bit of there is some commonality. Vera Wise Monroe, 1897 to 1996, was a Canadian writer, journalist, and broadcaster. She was born in Vancouver, British Columbia, today. That's a new birthplace. And grew up in a family of writers, journalists, and social activists. Her father was a prominent socialist, and her mother was a writer and a suffragette. Monroe began her career as a journalist in the early 1920s, writing for various newspapers and magazines in Canada and the United States. She also worked as a broadcaster for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Oh, okay, that's an extra turn. Yeah, okay. And in the 1930s and 40s, hosting a number of radio programs on social and political issues. Oh, okay. We've got some other little... Monroe was a committed socialist and feminist, and her writing often reflected these beliefs. She was particularly interested in the experiences of working class women and was a strong advocate for their rights. Her most famous work is the novel We the Women, 1924, which is a fictionalized account of the lives of a group of women in a Vancouver factory. In addition to her writing and broadcast, Monroe was also active in politics. She ran for office as a candidate for the Cooperative Commonwealth Federation, CCF, a socialist party, in several elections in British Columbia. Monroe died in 1966, at the age of 69. She is remembered as a pioneering Canadian journalist and feminist who used her writing and broadcast to promote social justice and equality. What should we ask? Have you got any ideas?
How did she promote social justice and equality?
How did she promote? So what was it? Promote
social justice.
Social justice, yeah. Yeah.
And
equality?
Yeah.
And right, so how did she promote social justice and equality? Here we can. Yeah, it's kind of, we're going to repeat mode now because we haven't got
it.
Yeah.
We broke it.
Yep. Vera Wise Monroe promoted social justice and equality through her writing, broadcasting, and political activism. She was a committed socialist and feminist who believed in the power of media and politics to effect positive social change. In her writing, Monroe often focused on the lives and experience of working class women, who she felt was often marginalized and overlooked in society. Her most famous work, We the Women, is a fictionalized account of the lives of women working in a Vancouver factory and explores themes of labor rights, gender inequality, and economic injustice. As a broadcaster for the CBC, Monroe hosted a number of radio programs on social and political issues, including The Women's Page, which focuses on issues affecting women. She also used her platform to promote progressive political ideas such as socialized healthcare and public education. Monroe was active in politics as well, running for office as a candidate for the Cooperative Commonwealth Federation, CCF, a socialist party in several elections in British Columbia. She was a strong advocate for workers' rights, women's rights, and social justice, and used her political platform to push her policies that would promote these causes. Overall, Vera Wiseman Monroe promoted social justice and equality through her work as a writer, broadcaster, and political activist. And her legacy continued to inspire those who worked to create a more just and equitable society. Should we possibly ask who it is she's actually inspired through her legacy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So let's ask Chatbot Alice who she has inspired through her legacy and... who she inspired through? Okay.
Who was inspired by her? Oops, let's get this sound again. Who was inspired by her legacy? To work to create a more just. Who was inspired by her? Okay, who was inspired by her to work to create a more just and equitable society? Okay. We're repeating it. Well, we're repeating ourselves again, so this time I'm going to ask, there's no... Basically, we're repeating ourselves about feminists and women's rights activists, socialists and leftists, journalists and writers, and labour rights activists. Can you please... Okay, so I'm going to ask some names, shall I?
Yes.
Socialists and leftists. Socialists, leftists. Leftists. Journalists and writers. Writers. Labour rights and labour rights and labour activists. She inspired. Okay. That Vera. Should I put she? Should I put Vera or should I just put she? Let's put your name. Vera. Let's be for you. Monroe inspired. Oops, let's do some spelling. Oh, here we go. Oh, okay. Okay. Um, fuck, just fucking copy, will you, you piece of shit? Jesus Christ. Just copy. Just copy and paste. Why are you doing that to me? Jesus Christ. Just copy and paste, you piece of... Okay. Okay. Right, so we asked her, can you give us the names of feminist, socialists, leftists, journalists, writers and labour rights advocates of Vera Wise Munro inspired? While it's difficult to provide a comprehensive list of all the individuals who were inspired by Vera Wise Munro, I can give some examples of people who were influenced by her work. So we've got Nellie McClung, Emily Murphy, Agnes MacPhail, we've got Tommy Douglas, leader of the Federal New Democratic Party, we've got Margaret Lawrence, ex-celebrated Canadian novelist, we've got... Okay, was this a matter of interest? I'm going to just search one or two of these people.
Yeah.
Who would you like me to search? A feminist or a socialist or a journalist or a...
Start with the Nellie McClung.
Okay.
That's a goofy name.
Mm.
That sounds like a made-up name.
So now we're going to search Nellie McClung. Oh yeah, no. She does appear to exist. Okay. Women's rights. Okay. Oh no, she does exist. Okay, yeah, that's... Okay, No, so Nellie McClung, she seems to get that, yeah. Oh well. Well, that's enough for that, Phil. No, why are you doing that? Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, when it comes to other names, Nellie is correct. No, Nellie is incorrect. I have found that any names that do come up, they are actually,
really?
Yeah, they are real people. But it's her relationship with them isn't quite.
Yeah.
So no, they are, no, the people that were names she supposedly inspired, okay, let's ask. I'm now going to ask Alan if Nellie McClung has ever spoke of.
Yeah.
Of
the, that's a good idea.
Has Nellie McClung ever referenced, or what's, what, how should I word this?
knowing, clung, ever referenced or spoken of Vera or as Certainly.
Not of course.
No. Okay. Sorry, no, hold on, I'm looking at the wrong bit, sorry. Yes, sorry. There is no definitive evidence that Nellie Plum ever referenced or spoke of Vera Wise or remote. Okay.
Oh.
So why do you believe that Nellie Plum, what's the language right here? Melanie Klum was influenced by her. She's got Melanie influenced by her wise Monroe. There was no direct evidence that Nellie Plum was influenced by Vera Wise. There are several reasons to suggest that she may have been. Shared values and beliefs. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Similar activist background. Geographic proximity. While it's difficult to say with certainty whether it was directly influenced, it is clear that they shared many similar. So, well, we won't go down that path, but what I would say is that's a contradiction, isn't it? Well, it's not a contradiction, it's like saying they were influenced and now saying suggesting.
It wouldn't
hold water, would you?
It wouldn't get a very good grade in an essay.
No. We can stop asking. We can stop there, can't we? For her today. I'll just keep this on. See, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of it's a little bit even for someone as, you know, we get a bit of flip-flopping going on here, don't we?
Yeah.
I'd like.
You do have to ask a lot of questions, though.
You do.
Like, which, you know, students, young people don't, you know, fully get there
into
specifics. Could be a way of being like, what does it mean to be specific?
Yes, well, it is. Well, they do say the whole thing about this is you have to ask, you have to figure out how to ask.
Exactly.
Well, you know, that's not much use, is it? Yeah, what's
well, it's, I find it's one thing that some people really haven't developed it.
No.
I think it's like when.
Yeah. But this could lead to all sorts of tears before bedtime, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's already some tears before. Someone's already trying to sue them over something.
Probably.
Yeah. I've heard there are some stories, someone's suing them over something. But even as, you know, this is, for me, this is fairly clearly. Here we are, let's find these, let's draw attention to these. To me, there's always a key thing that makes me go, that's funny. Where are we? Alright. Where are we? Okay, yeah, that's what it says. Munro's emphasis on women's rights and gender equality inspired many feminist women, including Nellie McClung. Right? That says. That's saying Nellie McClum was inspired by Vera.
Yeah.
So down here, there is no direct evidence that Nellie was influenced by Vera Weisberg. What about inspired? Okay.
there. Just change the language here. Direct evidence of Nally Plum being inspired. That was the There is no direct evidence. No, okay. Okay, so we have that's enough of that for today. It's time to throw the cards, I think. Now that you've done beautiful new cards. Oh, it's 2:30 already. Sorry, you can blame me for wasting today.
Oh, that's okay. I'm pretty happy just making cards.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine.
I'm very, like...
You're feeling casual.
I did this. My arm is tired.
Fair enough.
I learned some things.
Yep.
I think that's enough practice for today.
That sounds good enough for me, but I will throw the cards, though.
And now I'm happy just making some things.
I would have one go just documenting this for something in the future. But yeah, the interesting thing is if you try to other names, they generally they're accurate.
Yeah.
They come through. But anything to do with her or her work, I can't find.
You know, one question that I thought of is like, so now what are the ethics or just like moral protocols for making works about Vera Weiss Monroe?
Do you want to ask?
Oh, like, should we ask
Alice that?
Well, okay. Alice, but also I wonder, Celeste, you know.
More importantly is, what about...
I don't know.
Okay, what about asking Alice that? Yeah. So could you recite to me, please?
What are the ethics?
What? Yeah. Well, we could almost always email Celeste.
Okay.
What are the ethics of...
Making works. About Vera Weiss Monroe.
Vera Weiss Monroe. Let's put the birth dates in. Vera Weiss Monroe. See, what for Alice's benefit, I'm just wondering if we should ask her this. Making works about Vera Weiss Monroe as a ham radio operator. So, Radio New Zealand employee. And am I twisting things too much by saying an early example of telematic arts? Or is that me twisting it? I know that's what's in the article.
Put it in.
And an early practitioner. It's mentioned in the article.
So one of the ethics of making works about Vera Meisner known 1897-96 as a ham radio operator, radio museum employee, and an early practitioner of telematic arts. As an AI language model, I'm not capable of forming personal ethical opinions.
Oh, you can't ask about ethics.
No, ethics is not an issue. However, I can provide some general information on the ethics of creating works about historical figures such as Vera Meisner Roe. Yeah, yeah. No, we're just going into Paul Marx sentiments after this. It's just about Canadian women's suffrage. As for the specific mediums of ham radio, telematic arts and radio New Zealand, creating works about historical figures in these mediums can be a valuable way of engaging with history and sharing with a wider audience. However, it is important to ensure that the portrayal of the historical figure is accurate and respectful, that their legacy is not distorted or misrepresented in any way. So we're not getting anything out of that.
Although it is saying some things about ethics that
yes.
About weirdly being... don't apply
yeah, yeah.
to...
Yeah, it's kind of... here we go. It's, however, it is also important to acknowledge her support for eugenics. Which is a problematic and controversial aspect of her legacy.
For real? So you just put that at the end?
Just, no, that was popped in.
Okay, go on.
In the case, no, it was in amongst the women's suffrage bit. Okay, should we ask about this?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to keep recording this conversation, haven't I? Okay.
Oh, I definitely
like
it's recording.
Okay, sorry, I missed that bit. come on. Okay. Oh, come on. Yes. Okay. I missed that bit. Right. Right. Can you tell me everything you know? Can you tell me everything you know? You know about her legacy. Can you tell me everything you know about her legacy of supporting eugenics? Yes. Well, no, yes. We need to do another question. Okay. Eugenics is a set of beliefs that's somewhere, you know, it's telling us what we already know about it. Justifying some of the worst atrocities. Vera Meisner Roe was a vocal advocate of eugenics and supported the idea of selective breeding to improve the human race. She wrote articles on the subject. Ah, we're going to ask about that.
Did she?
Yeah, articles on the subject in the 1920s and 30s and was a member of the Eugenics Society of Canada. She's looking out there for forced sterilization. Forced sterilization of people deemed to be unfit or feeble minded. Oh, this is getting ropey, isn't it? Well, it's a border. okay, do we go down this line even more?
No, I think, I don't know. Because if someone's just tuning in, it's going to be.
Yeah, I know, it gets all a bit
rough.
Yeah, it's a bit.
That's okay.
Enough.
I think we've
got enough. There's something.
It's a flaw in the methodology.
Is there any response you'd like to, without it becoming problematic? Is there a response or not?
I want to know what the chatbot, Alice, what Athena thinks of eugenics. I want to know what she says. Does she continue to say that she can't make an ethical decision?
Yeah, should I ask her, are you unable to make an ethical decision about it? Should I ask her?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you able to make an ethical decision on eugenics? Should I ask that?
Yeah.
No, okay. Or have you got a better question to ask? Are you able to?
No, I think that's fine.
An ethical decision?
Yeah.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Decision. Yeah, that's getting a bit creepy, isn't it?
It is creepy. It was creepy.
Yeah. Here we are, another.
We can make national news. Chatbot GPT is in favor of eugenics.
Yes, I know. No, we're just, we're not.
I mean, that would get us followers.
Yeah, certainly would, wouldn't that? We'd get followers, wouldn't it? I'm just wondering, with this, we might be getting followers anyway.
Hopefully not the wrong kind.
No, we're not. We're not saying anything of any. I'm not capable of da 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 da. Or recognise that eugenics is pseudoscientific and discriminatory practice. It's a restaurant, huh? Okay. I wonder if they plant traps in here to see.
For creepy people?
Yeah, I wonder if they plant traps in it to see, gather data on how human, you know, how their audience, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gathering data on how users interact with chatbot. These are all just traps.
Yeah, that's the main thing that this research is ostensibly for.
Exactly, how do we react to...
what happens... Yeah, what did we do?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, yes. Okay, well, the fact that we've suddenly popped into the eugenics bit here, there's something...
They brought it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like suddenly we're... That, I think, is really bizarre, that suddenly got thrown in there. There's something going on back there. I feel like asking, why did you leave bringing up eugenics until... late in the conversation, something like that?
Sure.
Should I try that question?
Yeah, why did you bury the headline?
Yeah, why did you bury the headline? How much would you suggest with? Why did you leave this page? Why did you bury the headline? I might pop that one in.
How many machines?
treatise that...
Why did you bury it?
Okay, why did you bury the headlines, okay?
Why did you bring her legacy of sport eugenics till the very end of this conversation?
I apologise if it seemed like I buried the headline or waited until the end of the conversation to discuss her legacy of sport eugenics. My intention was to provide a comprehensive... Oh, here we go.
The question's not answered. No.
That's quite strange, that one. That's one of the stranger moments, that.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is kind of... That's... there's always something when you get into this. That really jumps out to me at probing how users work with, how...
It's a trap.
It's a trap, yeah. It's to see how users deal with scary... They want to see how do we deal with scary AI.
Yeah.
It's... It's scary AI. very dumb.
Thank you. Thank you. had a day.
I've been able to find the gumption to go down and get a cable.
Fair enough. Sometimes you don't.
No.